¿De qué tamaño son?
President Hugo Chavez disclosed his condition while visiting the site of a proposed tractor factory. He said he'd been examined by doctors in Cuba who found a lesion in his pelvis where a cancerous tumor was removed last year.
I am in good physical shape to confront this new battle.
But many Venezuelans are doubtful.
Cancer is something different. It is not a game. He is sick.
Mr. Chavez has ruled Venezuela for 13 years and is hoping to be re-elected for another 6 in October. At a discussion of the upcoming election at the Inter-American Dialogue in Washington, Roberto Briceño León of the Central University of Venezuela said the illness clearly weakens Mr. Chavez's chances.
Normal reaction is that should be somebody else.
Mr. Chavez had chemotherapy last fall and insisted he had fully recovered. Briceño León says the ruling party will now suffer because there's no clear successor. The professor of sociology says autocratic leaders often seek to project an aura of virtual immortality, but he says it's a double-edged sword.
A mental representation of the power that is at the same time very powerful because really is effective in the control of the population, but at the same time is very weak. Because it could disappear from one year to another. And when that disappears, people lose respect of the power.
Venezuelans are taking it personally that Mr. Chavez tried to hide his health condition from them, says Reverend José Virtuoso, rector of the Catholic University Andrés Bello.
I think all of us Venezuelans are offended that there has not been more transparency over this, as there has been in other countries.
Reverend Virtuoso gives the examples of Paraguayan President Fernando Lugo, who was recently treated for cancer, and Argentine President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, who had a non-malignant thyroid removed. Jerome Sokolovsky, VOA News, Washington.